energize and fuse. You become a total machine of energy.
ACC2 from Glass Boys album Commune here on Deep Threes. Ventolin and Bectatide began our set with Witnessed My Country from Awe Dissect. Nonema and the Audiologist bought tickets for Where This Train of Thought Terminates, leaving almost tomorrow. Steve Moore took us to Pangea Ultima, the title track of his 2013 album. The Phonoghosts culled samples from cassettes they found at the resting place of modern culture, thrift shop bins. We heard Head Cleaning from Chrome Position. Then we found The Ice Cream Man on Edge from director John Carpenter and Tommy Lee Wallace from the soundtrack to the 1976 action thriller Assault on Precinct 13. The producer, Alight, bowed to the Obelisk and the Zero remix thereof for the Iridis EP. We looked up to find a Fundustrial Nation from the one-man band Radio Shock's Adapter. And Jimmy Penguin spun the disco ball to shine on Liar. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoy the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you with Neuroleptic Trio's Impro Rosetta. You can always find playlists and show archives on the web at d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
This is Bird Note. Troublemakers, clowns, these rowdy crowds of parrots in San Francisco are splashed with maraschino red and pickle green, as bright and cheery as the iconic painted ladies' houses lining Alamo Square. The birds are cherry-headed conures, a species native to South America and officially known as red-masked parakeets, an introduced species likely descended from escaped pets. Several wild flocks of conures now pepper the peninsula. They're the subject of books, documentaries, and controversy. Some people disapprove because they displace locals, a perennial discussion in the city whether you're talking about birds or people. Their origin is debated. A local legend claims that a pet shop owner burned down her shop, unleashing the exotic imports. What's more probable is that a few of these loudmouths exasperated their owners until they accidentally left a window open. Despite their raucous nature, the parrots delight many tourists and locals. Come to San Francisco, and you just might spy the wild parrots through the fog as they seek their lush diet of pine seeds and juniper berries. Sadly, wild cherry-headed conures are falling ill from rodent poison. A nonprofit, Mikaboo, adopts out healed rescues. With a life expectancy of 50-plus years, these are long-term roommates. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Remmel.